We are we're entering Hanukkah mode. Very exciting. But we are not veering from what we have been discussing. We are going to do the sugyas of Hanukkah, at least right now, lafi what we've been working on. We've been working on a certain nekuda over here, which is that the world at large is a pleasure-seeking group in a physical sense. Every person in the world is seeking pleasure, but the questions are what type of pleasure? Torah, what it offers for us is great pleasure, but it offers us a pleasure that we're not used to, that perhaps, as we said, is an acquired taste, something that we have to get into, and it's something that is foreign to a person when he begins, but slowly he enters the world of emes. Like Rabbeinu Yonah said, that if you give somebody something without any tam, without any flavor, but it's emes, he'll love it. He'll love it. Because it's emes, his goal is to get truth. We also brought from the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos stresses that Torah is called toiv. It's called toiv because it's not something that's just arev, just sweet, and just moil, something that you can get something out of it. It's absolute truth. It's absolute good. And the quest for such a thing requires a certain amount of maturity and a certain amount of determination. And soon a person is born, a Ben Torah is born, leaving the world of Am HaAretz. Suddenly, a Talmud Chacham emerges and he's a different person. But with the glasses of the Am HaAretz, he has no hope. He has to have goals. Just like somebody who wants to become a doctor is willing to go through the living Gehenna of pre-med, of medical school, of interning, of all that stuff, real avdus, because he sees a goal. It's true, when he's younger, he doesn't really know what being a doctor is with his little kit, you know, his Fisher-Price stethoscope and all that. But that's enough for him because he sees the doctor ahead. So too, the Talmud Chacham, all the amazing tzaddikim that we see who are a product of Torah, that's what motivates us to try to get there. And it works. The system works. So I'd like to just be mamshich a little bit on how this relates to Hanukkah. It relates to Hanukkah in a very big way. Our whole approach to Torah, Baruch Hashem, Rav Aaron Kotler, Zatzal said, every tkufa in the year allows a person to reevaluate certain parts of their avodas Hashem. Right? In Sukkot, we focus on Emunah. During the Yom Nuroyim, we work on the tshuva process and self-analysis, scrutinizing every action. Purim, we work on how Hashem hides himself in the world. Pesach, we work on Geula. And on Hanukkah, we work on Hashkafas. The whole Yontif of Hanukkah is a battle to see the world properly in the way it's supposed to be seen. It's a battle of great minds. Great minds that were never seen to the world. The greats of Greek philosophy, they're still around. Their mark is here in the world. In all areas of the sciences and philosophy, they're all still here. Giants. These were giants. But they were a koyach ha-tumah that was brought to the world after Avodah Zarah, Reb Tzadok HaChayim Ismarich. After the Nisayan of Avodah Zarah, there became an intellectual Nisayan. And the battle between the Chachmei HaMesorah, the battle between those who are starting the Tkufa of the Mishnayos and the Gemara, fighting against the philosophies of the world. And this is an opportunity for us to get it straight. So let's go into it a little bit. The truth is, I this morning, B'yad Hashem, I had an urge to grab a sefer from the shelf, and I knew that this was Chus HaRabim, and that whatever I would find here, it was like 8:55, I'm going out the door, my hand went into my base medrash and pulled out a sefer, and I knew I would find something, and I found something that was worth dancing. It was something that I had thought many years ago, and now I found Baruch Hashem, it's Ribar Yakar. The Ribar Yakar in his Siddur says this, one of the G'dayli Rishonim, early Rishonim. Says the Ribar Yakar, it's fascinating. We have a story of Hanukkah. How do we know about this story? The truth is, it's not so easy. When it comes to Purim, we have a Megillah, right? The Megillah tells us everything we need to know about the story. How do you approach Hanukkah? So I was always tempted to buy a sefer called Yosipon, Josephus. Why? Because it's really what happened on Hanukkah. In fact, I remember the ads. Ladat ma shekara b'chanukah. Tikneh Yosipon. by Yosipon to know what happened on Hanukkah. Very exciting, right? But it bothered me when you have to go to get this Josephus business. What's going on over here? L'maisa, it's a Rebar Yaka Rabosai. And the source of the story is also, Baruch Hashem, where we can access it is the Rebar Yaka as well. He says the following thing, Al Hanisim B'Chanukah. Al Hanisim B'Chanukah, he says, Inyan Ze Acher Churban Abayis. We're dealing with the time after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo Nasim Imenu Sefer. Kim Sefer Yosipon. There's only one Sefer on the market, even at the time of the Rishonim. They had Yosipon. And he says, this Sefer is a Sipur Ba'alma. It's not special. So then how are you supposed to learn it? Where are you supposed to learn the story? So he says, this is why Chazal created Al-Hanisim. This B'yamei Matis Yahu that we have, the way they wrote it is to get you into the story exactly the way you're supposed to understand it. And he says that they were masakin yimei chashmon matisyo al pia neviim al yidei psukim v'yesh bem drushus and divrei raboseinu in order that we should understand what happened. That means not only are we praising Hashem during b'yimei matisyo, but we're learning about the holiday of Hanukkah. And there's incredible things that go on in this al hanisim, things that I don't understand, and I'd like to go into them with you a little bit. First of all, what was their objective? If you read the newspapers, if you read Yosipon, I don't know if it'll tell you. But this is what it says in Al Hanisim, and this is the Rebar Yaka says, this is the way Chazal want us to know this story. Lahashkicham Torasecha, they wanted us to forget the Torah. Ulahaviram mechuke ritzaynecha, and to remove us from keeping the chuke ritzonecha. The word chok is usually mitzvahs without a rationale that we know about. Chok, right? And what's this business? Chukei ritzonecha. The choks, the laws of your desire. Very poetic here. We're doing mitzvahs. It's called chukei ritzonecha. You ever see such a lashon before? I never saw such a lashon before. And did they want to get rid of every chok? They wanted to get rid of every mitzvah without a rationale? The Abu Dram brings over here, and the Rebar Yaker also, Shabbos, Mila, Rish Chodesh. We don't find that we're getting rid of all of Chukim. And yet Chazal say, you know what they were trying to do? Remove Chukei Ritzoynecha. The Chukim, the things that don't have an obvious rationale, things that are beyond, and the things that, those Chukim that Hashem wanted. Something's over here. So B'siyata D'Shemaya, something very deep is going on over here. And that is that over here in B'yimei Matisyahu, Chazal are summing up the attitude of the Goyim, of the Greeks, towards our Torah. They were the bastions of Chachma. The Greeks were the people who developed all the sciences and mathematics and architecture and all these wonderful things. This was things that you could understand. You could put them down on paper. You could explain them to other people exactly. And no part of them would not make sense. As the Sfas Emes says in many, many places, he has a Kabbalah that Aristotle said anything he can't understand doesn't exist. It can't be. Because if the human mind cannot comprehend this, then it must not exist. How could it be Chachma? If it can't fit into this silly putty called a brain, so how could it be wisdom, Bichlal? It's very logical. Very logical. What is the definition of knowledge, of wisdom? Something that's in your brain. Something that could be inside here. If you're telling me you're wearing these tassels and you're shaking a palm branch and a lemon, you're a crazy guy. Explain this to me. So with all the divrei Torah in the world, Rabbos, you go, oh, you don't understand. The esrog is the tzaddik gamor. Ooh, that's going to really impress a Greek guy. No, you don't understand. These tzitzis are the beged of the malchus of the king. Oh wow, you have to wear tassels for that? There are a lot of begadim, a lot of clothes you could wear. It doesn't fit in here. So it's a very good taina. If it's not in here, why is it chachma bichlal? And they were the bastions of chachma. So they were running with a flag that we're getting rid of all of the things in the world that don't fit into this. And this was a molchama to undermine Torah. It would have destroyed us entirely if the Rabbeinu Shalom would not have intervened. And what is this? Why do we do things that that we can't explain. So I think it's Pashat. Over here, we're not talking about just Chukim. The Yevanim weren't just trying to get rid of Chukim. Says the Abu John, they were trying to get rid of all of the Torah. What's the Pshat, though? Every mitzvah is a chayk, Rabbi Isai. Every single one. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah says that the definition of a mishpat is, at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah Parakhes, says the mishpatim are mitzvah shetamam goli v'tovas asiyasim b'olam hazeh yidua. Things that you can explain to someone why they're for the greater good of society, why they're good for you. That's what a mishpat is. Something that you can explain logically. Like stealing and murder and kibud av v'eim, he brings in, even though it's hard, kibud av v'eim. The Rambam learns that it's something that could be logically explained. Very interesting. V'hachukim em ha-mitzvahs, but chukim are mitzvahs she'ein tamam yadua. That we don't know the rationale of them. But can I ask you a question? And really this is inspired from Rav Yerucham in one of his Maimarim. Do we really understand mishpatim either? Do you understand why you pay four times the amount sometimes, five times the amount, dust time? What does it matter? You're carrying a lamb or this animal or a donkey or a shor. And all the nuances, do we really understand all of them? Even in the mishpatim, do we understand anything? Says Rav Yerucham, we don't. We don't. Anything we understand is a little freebie from Hashem. But we don't understand everything. Anything. With all of the Gemaras in the world and all of the studying, at the end of the day, we don't understand anything. Whoa, that's depressing. Everyone's going to run out of yeshiva. The answer is the opposite. The opposite. You know why this is so special? Do you know why the Torah is so amazing? Because it's chukei ritzoinecha. It's chukim that Hashem wanted. It's the ratzon of Hashem, which means it's something beyond the silly putty over here. It's a chiddush we can understand anything in our heads. It's a chiddush that in 120 years, anything makes sense. Hashem b'chasto gave us enough to do that the Vilna Gaon could be busy even for millions of years. Yes, the Vilna Gaon, if he was given millions of years, would have been kept busy, and at the end of the day, he would have only hit the tip of the iceberg. He would have only hit the tip of the iceberg. Do you know why? Because we're not working in a system of chachma. We're working in a system of ritzoinecha, of doing ratzon Hashem. And Hashem gives us things that are so good that they're so beyond the silly putty. That if we follow them, we'll reach places that the world at large, with all of their sciences and their mathematics and all of their sociology and all of their psychology, will never hit in a million years, because they're stuck down here. With their little system, what can fit in this head, they'll be limited. But the Torah is MS. The Torah is beyond. We were created in order to understand a little bit of this. And that's what they were trying to remove. Chukei ritzonecha. It can't be. It can't be that you have this kesher with Hashem. That's lamala. That allows you to do things that don't make sense. And then this nekuda goes weiter with what we start with. Which is lahashkicham tairasecha. They wanted us to forget our Torah. What is Torah? I know that's a very basic question. But you know what? It's good to ask basic questions. What in the world does the word Torah mean? Good question, right? Why is Torah called Torah? I have a better idea. Call Torah Chachma. And if you don't think that it's a good idea to call Torah Chachma, well then I'll show you a pasuk. The pasuk says in Dvarim Dalet Hevav, Re'ei lamadati eschem chukim nishbatim nishmartim asisim. You should do all the Torah ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem. It's your wisdom to the guy. It says it's called Chachma. Frek the Maral in his Drusha la Torah. Why isn't the Torah called wisdom? Chachma. Good name for it. It's even in a pasuk in some context. Call it wisdom. Says the Maral in the most amazing thing. Eina kavana b'Torah shenatzen Hashem yisbarach chachma levad. The Torah is not called wisdom. Why? Because Torah means to be moire hoira, to guide someone, to get someone somewhere, to make something out of you. The word Torah means to guide, to show you a way, to be moire hoira. And he says, when it comes to wisdom, chachma rak etzema chachma bilvad. All wisdom is wisdom. You can't become a bigger person from E equals MC squared. Woo, woo, I'm doing E equals MC squared. I'm doing aerodynamic now. Woo, meshugalachol adeus. These things don't give you a guide of what you could do? You could read every book in the world and then go, but now what? What do I do? What will make me a big... Oh, we don't cover that. But you want to get a degree in that, and it'll keep you occupied till you're 80, and then you'll die, and then it'll be fine. Torah is something that, because it's from Borei Olam, it creates a greater mensch. It's Moira Hoira by a person. And Chachma, because it's detached from Hashem and because it's so low, it doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't move you a single bit. And they had a problem with this also. Lahashkicham Torasecha is that no, you're telling us that your system will make you into something? No! You could be whatever you want and know whatever you want. You don't have to be anything. They say about Aristotle that he used to do all these disgusting acts. And they asked him, but you're the Magid Shir. How do you do it? He goes, when I'm the Magid Shir, I'm Aristotle. But when I'm not, I'm just a guy doing all these disgusting things. By them, that was a normal response. Because the pshat is, there's no machayev to chachma. A person doesn't have to be anything. And perhaps this is the pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says, in Eicha, Perek Beis, Ois Yud Gimel, Malka v'sarev agoyim ein Torah. Im yoymer lecha adam yesh chachma b'agoyim tamin. If you hear, if they tell you that there's wisdom in among the goyim, believe them. Because it says, Avadati chacham me'edom utfuna me'har esav. Yesh Torah b'agoyim? They tell you that the goyim have Torah? Don't believe them. Ain Torah. Can I ask you a question? What are they going to do? They're going to say that they were in Maimon Har Sinai? That's what the Torah they're going to convince. Oh, we're not going to believe you. We know they weren't there. They weren't. Everybody knows they weren't there. No, if they claim that they have wisdom, they could have a lot of wisdom. Fine. But if they claim they have a system that's going to get them somewhere, don't believe them. There's no system like that. All they have is Seichel Mufshat, is hard logic. And it doesn't make a bigger person. Al Tamin, there has never been a system that was created to create a big person, to guide a person through Olam Hazeh, to become an Adam Gadol, Sheba Anakim, like a Malach Hashem Tzavakas, except for the Torah. And this is our Iker Machlokes with them. This is what we're fighting against Yavan, is that we believe that our Chachma is a Machayev. All of the wisdom that we learn must make us greater. The Gemara says a very interesting thing. It tells you a saying that Rava had. Rava had a saying, Margala Bapume de Rava. This is something Rava loved to say. Tachlis ha-chochma, the purpose of wisdom. Whoa, this is going to be a big one. Tshuva u'maisen toivim, is to do tshuva and good deeds. Sounds like a nice one. This is revolutionary, Rava was like. Based on what we're saying, this is revolutionary. Rava said this a lot because this was revolutionary. He says, all things that come into your life that make you wiser must make you a better person. Tachlis ha-chachma tshuva u'maisim toivim. The hashkofa of the Torah is that anything that's here must allow you to advance. Not to make your brain bigger and arrogant with a Oxford coat going ba 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 and giving seminars in all these fancy universities, becoming this famous guy, being a big zero, but the Torah's machayev that you change, that you make something of yourself. And this was very hard for them. And the Ramban writes a letter to his son. His son was a Rishon Rabbi Osai, so it's interesting. It's not like some little kid, you know, he's writing to his little kid to give him chizuk. He was writing to his son, who he wasn't going to see for a while, giving him hadracha. And he writes a very strange thing there. He says, you know, whenever you're done learning, figure out what it is in the Seder that you can take on yourself. What you learned today, how you could bring it into your practical existence, into your life. Very nice. Can I ask you a question? I mean, that's very hard. In Kedushin, I'm not sure how to do this. In Tyrus, I'm not sure how to do this. I have possible ways. But Rabbi Isa, you know what the Ramban was telling him? That is what Torah is. Torah must make you a greater person. The Etzem Tzura of learning is that you must be affected by every Seder. I'm not sure how. Maybe from the left, maybe from the right, top, bottom, creative. I don't know how. But learning must change you. And in this little letter, he says exactly what our hashkafa is. Is there's no such thing as chachmas hatoira without being moira hoira, without getting direction and becoming greater. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this for. And the Gemara in Chagiga and Tezvav says something that there's so many pshatim on, but I'm not going to say pshatim. I'm going to say pasha pshat. The Gemara in Chagiga Tezvav Amid Beis says, what does it mean, sifsei koyin yishmeru das v'toyra yivakshu mipiu? Ki malach Hashem savakosu. Seek Torah from him because he's a malach. Im doy meharav lemalach Hashem savakos. If your Rebbe's like a malach, then learn from his mouth. Tilman mipiu. V'im lav, and if he's not, don't learn from him. So there are all sorts of interesting pshatim. I'd like to say pashim pshat. It says, Torah yivakshu mipiu. It doesn't say chachma yivakshim ipiyu. If you want to know a Reb Akiva Eger, if that's your goal in life, you don't need a malach for a Rebbe. Just get anybody with a photographic memory who will vomit out everything he heard from Anashim Gedolim. He doesn't even have to be from Bichlal. It's gevaldik. And if you can't stand looking at him, just record it and you'll listen to without looking at his ugly, disgusting face of an Avarian. No, the pshat is Torah yivakshim ipiyu. If you want to learn Torah, there's no such thing as learning Torah from someone who didn't become big from this. Because whatever he has in him must not be Torah. If he's not doima lamalach, if somehow he wasn't elevated, he wasn't changed, and you can't see in his life every single shir that he's giving, then it's not a place, it's not an address bichlal. He doesn't sell the shira. He bichlal doesn't have Torah. He doesn't have anything for a person. It bothered me to no end, Rabosai. The Evan Shlema. I was learning this with Reb Morty. The Evan Shlena, and it's based on a pasuk in Mishle, says a startling thing about the Vilna Gaon. Anyone who knows about the Vilna Gaon knows that he wasn't outside too much. He didn't even use sunlight, Rabosai. He closed the shutters during the day and used candles during the day. So he didn't get out much, okay? He didn't get out much. He probably didn't have a tan, I don't think, either. Now, Lemaisa, the Vilna Gaon says something. He says, Iker chiyus ha'adam. The purpose of living, who lischazik tamid bishviras amidos, is to conquer all your bad midos. V'im lav, and if not, lama lo chayim. Why live? Why live? Wow, very interesting. So now let me look into the Vilna Gaon's life, and I'd like to ask him a few questions. I think he's supposedly my great-great-great-great-great uncle. So we have a kesher. Maybe he would let me in the door. I would say, excuse me, I don't know what you're talking about. You're saying life is about destroying all of your bad midos? You were in a room your entire life. When your sister came to visit you, you said, I don't have time to talk to you in Olam Hazeh. I'll see you in the next world. That's what he said to her. Okay? So that conversation didn't go so far. So now, can I ask you, Vilna Gaon, the greatest Malach Hashem, a Matana from 1,000 years ago, can I ask you what you were talking about? That the world is for Shviras Midos? Where are you doing this? Where are you being shover your midas? And I think there's something that comes out that's amazing. We say something in davening, and I'm sorry, people don't say this. There's a bracha. Every time I mention this bracha, they're like, wow, there's a bracha like this? Yes, there's a bracha in the morning. Oh, we got it the first time. Baruch Hashem. There's a bracha. It's called the bracha of Mekadosh Hashem. You say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadosh Hashem Chabarabim. It's in Birchas HaShachar. Look it up afterwards. It's gevaldik. You got to say it. Now, it says over here, La'olam ye adam yiri shamayim b'seiser. A person should be a yiri shamayim and hidden, umoida al ha'emes, and he should recognize the truth. He should admit the truth. And Rav Don Segel Shlita always says that the Chazon Ish, when he would say this bracha, would sing with the niggun. Umoida al ha'emes is the exact niggun. Ay 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 ay. Umoid al emes. Ay 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 ay. Would repeat this over and over. And I always thought that the pshat is that what's modal emes? It's when your chavrusa says a pshat and you didn't say it. Then you're modal emes to him. Well, that could be a very superficial pshat, and I apologize that in previous years I said such a pshat. But everyone has to grow, and you can disregard that pshat if you heard it in earlier years. Disregard it entirely. Do you know what Moida al ha'emes is? What's this big thing of confronting emes? Confronting emes? I'll tell you. Confronting emes is extremely difficult. Not because your sister's coming to visit you. are your midas bothering you? And not because you're getting in a fight with your friends, but we're naturally rejecting change. All of our bad midos are rejecting change all the time, even when we're alone in a room with the shutters closed and there's little candles all over the place. We are rejecting change because of our bad midos. That's right. Our bad midos are not allowing change. I once learned with a bachur, it was very entertaining, many, many years ago. I was learning Mesillas Yesharim with him. This must go back at least 10 years. And we're reading, I was reading the part of Mesillas Yesharim, it says, the tachlis of life is, this is Lizanig al Hashem. It's not fair! Because if that's the tachlis of life, then I can't do this and I can't do that. So like, whoa, this is like intense, like he's like getting angry at the Mesillas Yesharim. You know what? He's right. He's right. There's a conflict. MS is a conflict. I want to stay the same. With all this, I don't want to get up early. I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to get over this and I don't want to go over that. And even in your own life, you're confronting the Torah alone in your Dalet Amos and you're not willing to budge. The midas are there. And the Vilna Gaon broke every single one of those midas. Every single one of them that was saying, stay tiny, he broke them. I'm going to be makabel that this chazal is emes, and this chazal is emes, and this chazal is emes. This nekuda of being makabel emes, it isn't fair for the midas ros. But lemaisa, it makes a person into a bigger person. I was learning Masechta Shvi'is, not your top place for finding a mara makam for the shmuz. But yesterday I found a matana. I found a matana. The matana was that in Perek Tes of Shvi'is, it brings the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says there's a machlokas. Reb Shimon holds that Tzvichin, which are growths, certain vegetables, the growths of them, they're mutter on Shvi'is, and the Chachamim held that they were aser. Fine. Reb Shimon is walking, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is walking, he sees somebody, and the guy is taking Tzvichin to eat. And he says, what are you doing? And he says, but you hold that it's mutter. He says, I hold its mutter. Fine. But my friends, chaverai, they hold its aser. And the halacha's not like me. And poiretz gedar yishchenu nachash. He said to him, you're going to get rocked because you went like me. If I was this guy, guys, I would first of all, shucks, you went like me. Yeah, I know. Right. Those rabbis over there, I know, but we have to follow halacha. Getting so angry? Poiretz gedar yishchenu nachash. Do you know why? Because this isn't a chachma. This isn't about Reb Shimon. It's about Bairi Olam. If you take a Yavani, the best thing you can do is go, I held like you. Okay, between me and you. But if it's about the Nakuda of MS, then there's not me here. I was shoyver all of that. I broke all of that. I'm above all of this Metzias. I'm living in a different plane entirely. I once came out of a shmooze. And there was a bachur who was very upset about the shmooze, and I felt very guilty. And I said, I'm sorry. I just couldn't help my apologize. He goes, no, Rebbe, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. And that's exactly it. The truth hurts. Because the truth is a conflict. And by us, the truth gets us to a nekuda of emes. It gets us to a bigger place. I just want to end with the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah. The Rambam writes, he's talking about Chil Hashem. He says, what's a Chil Hashem? He says, a Chil Hashem is, if somebody's a big Talmud Chacham, and you don't see in their actions that it reflects that, he has a certain gather. He says, exactly how much they know is how much the Chil Hashem will be. If they know less, smaller Chil Hashem. If they know more, more Chil Hashem. Hakol lefi gadloi shel Chacham. Every person who knows more must be more. And the Rambam says, based on a Gemara and Yuma, anything less than that is called a Chil Hashem. And now we have to ask ourselves, in conclusion, would Yavin be happy with our learning? I think he would be absolutely thrilled with the way we learn. I don't think the Chanukah is relevant to Yavin. I think that if these Yavanim could see what's going on today, they'd be quite happy. Because right now we are suffering greatly from what I call cultural yeshivish Judaism. It's called, I learn in the best yeshivas, I go to any vacation I want, I deal with every kashrus in the book, that as long as there's Hebrew or hieroglyphics or anything on that thing, I'm eating it. And then I learn Torah. Do you know what that is? That's Yavan. That is Yavan. Yavan won, Rabosai. That is the whole milchama. The whole milchama was, they don't care if Torah is in the library. They don't care if you're learning it in the study hall. As long as it's not Moira Hira Baderech. As long as it doesn't affect change. As long as it doesn't affect your Shalom Bias. All those Midos Ros, remove them. We're fine. You do what you want. You can learn all of these things. It's a Chachma. And this is the way to come into Hanukkah. A person has to ask himself, where is there a Yevani inside of me? Where is there an Akuda? Where I'm not it. The Pasuk in Kohelet says in Perikhes, Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav, that your face will be illuminated from your wisdom. You know what your face is? I know a Rav who from your face can see all of your Midos. He's good at it. Not from learning it. He was born with this. It's actually on your face. Your face is your entire personality. Chachmas Adam Tayir Mirpanav is the Madrega where all of my personality is in the wisdom of Tayra. I'm shaping every part of my punim. Every aspect of my personality is shining what I know. And I'm not living with inconsistencies. And we have some time to work on this, to be makabel Chanukah b'simcha. We should all be zochet to a freilich and lifting in Chanukah.